Romans chapter 12, I'll read verse 1 one more time, and we'll get right into the message tonight. It says this in Romans 12, 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, serving God is fun. Amen? Serving God is fun. You know, I've been able to serve in the bus ministry growing up as a teenager at college here at Loomis Park. And man, it's just fun. For some people, it's very, very, it's just too much. I love it. Man, there are definitely stressful days, brother, amen, this morning when the exhaust, everything messing up. But listen, it's fun to serve God. You know what I got to do this morning? After I led singing up here, and I love leading singing up here, that's fun. I got to go down to primary church, kindergarten, first and second graders. I just got to make those kids laugh and teach them about the Bible. And I had Tyler in my class today, and I was crazy cowboy today and just had a great time with them. I just had fun. Serving God is fun. You know, serving God is fulfilling. Amen? Serving God is fulfilling. I think of when I was a teenager, and I was out bus calling one Saturday with my pastor in Massachusetts, Pastor Chad Correa. And we went to go visit a bus teenager. When I was a teenager, I had the opportunity to do a bus teen class during the morning service. And I had them out in a trailer. We had a trailer off the church that we used for Sunday school rooms. And we get all the bus teenagers in there. And as a teenager, I would, as an older teenager, 15, 16 years old, I would preach to them and I'd play my guitar and sing songs with them. And we went to go visit one of those teens on a Saturday, me and the pastor. And he wasn't home, but his dad was. And we got to lead his dad to the Lord that day, our pastor did. While we're talking to his dad, this was in downtown Holyoke, a very, very, very rough part of town. Holyoke is a very rough city, a lot of gang activity. My father's a detective there, and just a lot of crime, a lot of gang activity, a lot of drug activity. And we were down there at just this, in this really rough building on the back porches there. And those back porches on those big brick buildings, I mean, you feel like they're just going to fall right off. It's kind of scary being up on those wooden porches. But we're back there. And down the back alley, that dirty, nasty, trash-lined alley, came this young man with his friends, some of the other kids that came to the church, and two other young men that I hadn't met yet. And they said, oh, there's Brother Donald. And they ran to meet me, and I said hi to them, and we were talking, and they introduced me to these two young men, Matt and Glenn White was their names. They're two brothers. And they said, man, these guys are my friends. And I invited them to church. And they came that next Sunday, and they never stopped coming. Those two young men, probably about 12, 13 years old. And they'd come to church, and we'd be singing, I Want That Mountain. And they'd be in the back row dancing to the song. And they were just these rough, around the edges bus teenagers. And let me tell you this, folks. Matt White, right now, this is his last semester at Golden State Baptist College. Praise the Lord. I just spent 3 hours talking to him on Wednesday night. I was reading to my boys before they went to bed, and my phone rang. It was a FaceTime call, a little video call, and it was Matt from California calling just to talk to me. And he's been serving there. This is his fourth year, getting ready to graduate, and he's been preaching and leading teen church out there for the bus teens. And God is just using this young man. He's getting married in May, going to work for Brother Stephen Russ in Evansville, Indiana. And God is just using this young man. His brother Glenn took over for me when I left Mountain View. He's the children's pastor at Mountain View Baptist Church right now, doing the bus ministry. I'll tell you, folks, serving God is so fulfilling. It's so fulfilling to see God use you to help somebody else. Oh, it's so fulfilling. Serving God is far better than serving yourself. Amen? Far better than serving ourselves. Being able to serve God by serving others. Oh, it's wonderful. Listen, we may not be able to serve God in the way that they did when Jesus was here on earth. We may not be able to wash Jesus' feet. Can you imagine Mary as she broke that alabaster box and used her hair and with her tears washed Jesus' feet? We can't do that. You know, we can't hear the voice of Jesus Christ on the cross asking for a drink, and we can't bring Him a drink. We can't serve God like, we can't serve Jesus like that. We can't serve Him like Martha did, as Martha prepared a meal and was getting the house ready for Jesus Christ. We can't stand by God's throne right now and be at His every beck and call. We can't do that right now. But we can serve God in the local church. Amen? We can serve God in the local church. And that's my message tonight. Serving God in the local church. Serving God at Loomis Park Baptist Church. You know that word beseech there in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1? Beseech means this. It means to ask someone urgently or fervently to do something. And that's what I want to do tonight. That's what I want to do tonight. The goal of this message tonight is twofold. It's to remind those who are already serving the joys of serving God. And it's also to challenge those who aren't serving to find a place of service to God here in this church. That's the goal of this message. So why serve God in the local church? Why give your life and give your time and give your talents to God in the local church? I could go over many reasons, but I've narrowed it down to just three simple reasons to serve God in the local church. Number one is this, and we find it right in our passage. Number one, why serve God in the local church? Number one, because it makes God happy. It makes God happy. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Why serve God in the local church? Because it makes God happy. Folks, I want the smile of God on my life. Do you want the smile of God on your life? Say amen. I believe we all do. My greatest desire as a Christian should be to please God, to glorify God, to make God happy. When God looks down from heaven and sees His children serving Him with a happy heart, and it gladdens the heart of God. God loves to see His children serving Him. I think of marriage. Marriage is about serving each other. Amen? About serving each other. And it makes, I know that it makes my wife happy when I serve her. And same with me when she serves me. When we live for each other. We live for each other. We were just talking about this, my wife and I, about how if we're sitting together and she says, man, I'm a little thirsty. Man, I want to be up and say, what do you want? What do you want to drink? I want to serve my wife. And she does the same for me. That's marriage. Oh, and it should be the same with God. Oh, being at the call of God, whatever He wants us to do, we'll do it with a happy heart. Oh, does that gladden His heart? Does that make God happy when His children serve Him? I think of all that God has done for each and every one of us. We could go on and on and on about all the things that we're thankful for that God has done. Oh, for all He's done, we must serve Him. We must serve Him. And God has given us a place to serve Him, the local church. Loomis Park Baptist Church. For all God's done, I want to give my life to serve Him. He saved us. Let's serve Him. Let me say that again. He saved us, so let's serve Him. Man, write that in the fly leaf of the Bible. Write that on your hand. Put that on your fridge. Put that in your car. He saved us, so let's serve Him. Amen. Oh, to hear the words of God one day. To stand at His throne and to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear from the voice of God. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. It makes God happy when we serve Him. It does. You don't have a ministry? Maybe you're here tonight and you don't have a place of service here at the church. Maybe you've sat, maybe it's not that you don't want to, you just haven't really taken that step. Listen, there is a spot for you. There is a spot for every person. Every person in this room. There is a place of service for you in this church. That is the truth. I promise you that. A place for everyone. especially when it comes to reaching the lost. Hey, everybody can come out on Saturday at 11 a.m. to be a witness in our city, to be an encouragement to those, some of our shut-ins and those who are sick in the hospital. Everybody can do that. I know some of us work, but listen, there is a spot for all of us. And it makes God happy when we serve Him. God doesn't want us to just be a pew warmer, just to come and be blessed, but not be a blessing to anybody else. No, it makes God happy when we serve Him. I challenge us tonight. Get involved. Get involved in the work of God here at Loomis Park Baptist Church. It'll make God happy. You'll have the smile of God in your life. The Bible tells us to serve the Lord with gladness. Many of us, myself included, sometimes we serve the Lord, but we don't do it with gladness. Maybe we're having a rough day. Maybe we've gotten a little burnt out, but we are commanded. We are commanded. It's not a suggestion to serve the Lord with gladness. Why serve God in the local church? Because it makes God happy. God can use every one of us. No matter the age, no matter the amount of time you've been saved, God can use each and every one of you. From our teenagers to our senior saints, God wants to use us. And through His power, He can. It makes Him happy to see us serve Him. Number one, why serve God in the local church? Because it makes Him happy. Number two, why? And can I just say this? Number one is most important. That's why we serve God in the local church, to make God happy. The most important reason out of the three is because it makes God happy. Number two, we'll be in 3 John. Go to the book of 3 John. The book of 3 John. Why serve God in the local church? Pardon my voice tonight, folks. It's my first time preaching upstairs since I've been having these throat problems. So please bear with me. 3 John. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. And verse number 4 says this. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Number two, why serve God in the local church? Not only because it makes God happy, but number two, it makes your pastor happy. It makes your pastor happy. It does. The verse says, John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Listen, I love working at Loomis Park Baptist Church. And I before I go any further, I just want to tell you folks, I love you folks so much. Thank you for allowing me to be the youth pastor at this church. It's the greatest honor in my life. But speaking of working, I love working with Pastor Rich. I love working. I love to work under him and work beside him and serve God together with my pastor. Oh, I love it. He's my pastor, but he's also my boss. And I love it. We have so much fun together. Our relationship goes back before Loomis Park Baptist Church when I was a teenager. And I just love serving God and serving under pastor and working together with him. We have such a good time. We make each other laugh all the time. Daily we make each other laugh. And it's just so much fun. But I say this because I know our pastor's heart. I know our pastor's heart. I'm with him every day. And nothing, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that nothing warms his heart. Nothing warms the heart of our pastor more than to see the people that God has called him to pastor serving the Savior. Nothing gladdens the heart of our pastor more than to see you, dear folks, serving God here at Loomis Park Baptist Church. Whether it's at a work day, we had a work day yesterday, had a great crowd come out, and I know it just blessed the heart of our pastor to see the people, the members of Loomis Park Baptist Church serving God here by helping. In VBS, to see our church just rally together and get the decorations set up and be teachers and be helpers and drive the bus and do all the things, the kitchen work, all of it, the nursery, everything. Man, I know it just, that's probably one of the best weeks of the year for him, because he sees you folks serving. Oh, it gladdens his heart. It makes him so happy. Anything, Sunday school helpers, whatever it may be. Man, does it bless our preacher's heart to see you folks serving. But nothing grieves his heart more than to see those who know Christ, those who sit in the pew, that love God, not serving. We've had many a talk together, me and the preacher, prayer together, for folks that might not have a ministry, that they're saved, they love the Lord, they're here, but they don't have a ministry. They don't have a place of service here. And oh, nothing grieves his heart more than to see folks in this church that are here, that are faithful. To see folks come, but not have a place of service. Serving God in the local church, it makes our pastor happy. Pastor knows that he has to give an account one day. He has to give an account for being a shepherd to the sheep of Loomis Park Baptist Church. It grieves his heart. It does. And I can say that because he's not here tonight. I know that. He wants the people of God that God has called him to pastor to have a desire to serve God and to have a place of service and to have a ministry, whatever that may be. None is more important than the other. He wants the people of Loomis Park Baptist Church, the members, to have a place of service. Everybody in this room has the potential to do great things for God. That is an honest statement. Everybody in this room has the potential to do great things for God. Whether it be as a Sunday school teacher, a helper in truth trackers up in the choir. Folks, let me just say, listen, I'm usually the one that's trying to go around and find workers. And it's hard sometimes. It is. I understand that sometimes people can't help because they're serving another ministry. But folks, we always, the work of God always needs more laborers. Always. I can say that from experience. We always need more help. We always, and listen, it gladdens the heart of your pastor for people to say, you know what? What can I do, preacher? Preacher, how can I help? Preacher, is there room in the choir? And let me tell you, there is room in the choir. Amen, Brother Leonard? There's always room in the choir. We got a whole other row. You say, well, I can't sing. Half of us can't. Join anyway. It's all right. Amen. I love our choir. Join. Be a part. Man, serve in the nursery. Help in truth trackers. Where I know I'm always looking for bus helpers on Wednesday nights. Listen, I know some of you work. Some of you are tired. God will bless you for it. Reason number two why we should serve God in the local church. Because it makes our pastor happy. Go on and on. Soul winning on Saturdays. Man, I'll tell you so many times. It's been great to see a wonderful crowd on Saturdays for soul winning and visitation. Oh, it's wonderful. We can always see more. We can always see more. Be a part, folks. We challenge you tonight. Don't have a ministry. Maybe, listen, soul winning and visitation, that's part of serving God. That is an opportunity to serve God. And you can do that. Any one of you can do that. Anyone in this room has the potential to do that. Serve God in that aspect. And I know it would warm our pastor's heart to just see a wonderful crowd on Saturday. And like I said, number one, most important, it would warm the heart of God to see a good crowd on Saturday. But it would warm the heart of our preacher. If he got here on a Saturday, he was waiting here, he's getting the doors unlocked on Saturday about 10:30, and to see car after car pulling, ready to reach our city for Christ. Ready to be an encouragement to the people of our church who are shut in, who are in the hospital, whatever it may be. Being a part, serving God in the local church. No greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Why should we serve God in the local church? Number one, because it makes God happy. Number two, it makes our pastor happy. And lastly, number three, why serve God in the local church? Because it'll make you happy. It'll make you happy. You're in 3 John. If you're still there, go to Jude, right over, the next book over. Jude, verse 22 says this, and if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Folks, you can make a difference in somebody's life. Some of you have made a difference in my life and you don't even know it. You can make a difference in somebody's life. Number three, why serve God in the local church? Because it'll make you happy. Let's say you're driving around somewhere and the car in front of you gets into an accident. Maybe the car even flips or something like that. I've never been in a situation like that. Maybe some of you have. But our first instinct, whether you're a friendly person or not, is to get out and help. And maybe you have the opportunity to park your car and to run over, and the people in there are still conscious, and you are able to help them out of that car, to be a help, however you can, get them out of that car into safety. Man, what a feeling of accomplishment you'll have. What a feeling of, you know what, man, I'm glad I got to help that person. Man, that person really, you know, may owe their life to me. What a blessing to be able to help somebody. I mean, you'll feel blessed by doing that. Can I say this? Spiritually, you have the opportunity to do that every week. Others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire. You have the opportunity to invest in lives every week at this place. You say, well, I'm not a Sunday school teacher and all those. I'm not talking about just serving, teaching Sunday school or being a helper. Listen, we have a greeting time. We have a time about 15 minutes before service starts when there's a bunch of little kids up here. There's teenagers around. There's other people in the church, not just our bus kids, but people all over. You can be a blessing to somebody. You can encourage somebody. It'll make you happy. Are you depressed? Are you discouraged? Are you broken? You know, you serve God in the local church and invest in somebody's life, you'll have some joy. I promise you that. Listen, there's not going to be, every story's not going to be like Matt and Glenn White, like I told at the beginning. But those stories are out there. And I'll tell you one thing, that makes me happy. It makes me happy. It makes me happy to see the Lord using Keith Sammons in the sound booth tonight. Every week in Junior Church, Super Church. It blesses my heart to see J.J. Bittinger serving in Super Church every week. Listen, I had an opportunity to invest in those young men for a short period of time. Blesses my heart to see other people, other teenagers serving God here at this church. It'll make you happy to serve God in this place. I promise you that. I promise you that. See, God can use you. It'll make you happy. You invest yourself, your time, your talents into somebody else. Live your life for somebody else. It'll make you happy. I guarantee a change in your spirit and in your attitude. If you serve God here in the local church, invest in somebody's life. Well, listen, only if it's done with the right spirit. I think of a time, Marissa, remember this, when we were teenagers, we helped out. We actually were Miss Carey's helper back in Holyoke, Massachusetts, in their primary church age. And I'll never forget this other lady wanted to help as well. I won't say her name, but she wanted to help as well. And she went up there, and it was probably the age that Miss Carey teaches now, the littlest kids. Maybe it was kindergarten first. I don't remember the actual age group. But it was a pretty good crowd of little kids. Upstairs in this my wife's laughing because she knows the story. Up in this tiny hot room. Pack them all in there. Miss Carey would lead songs. And me and Marissa were the teenagers standing there trying to help out the best we could. And this adult lady in the church wanted to help. She came up there and she just had no patience with these little kids. None. Listen, they can get feisty. I know that. Any of you work with kids, they can get feisty. But I remember one time, she told me and Marissa, we're teenagers, impressionable teenagers. And we finished class one day, the kids were missing. And she looked at us, she goes, man, I hate kids. I said, man, what are you doing here, man? What are you doing up here? I mean, talk about the toughest class to teach, the littlest ones, crazy kids. They just got a bunch of candy in Sunday school. Now they're up with us. And she's, man, I just hate kids. I'm thinking, as a teenager, I thought, why are you up here? Listen, you're not going to be happy if you're serving God with the wrong spirit. That's the truth. But if you serve God with the right spirit, listen, I think of Martha. Martha didn't have the right spirit serving God, serving Jesus Christ. Man, she's walking around, and she's got this evil eye towards her sister Mary, who's sitting down listening at the feet of Jesus. She was not serving God with the right spirit at all. And maybe some of us carry that spirit. And when you're sitting there and I say, well, I serve God, now I'm not happy. Listen, sometimes the thought might be, well, why isn't anyone else helping? Why isn't anyone else helping? Why am I the one that does everything? Well, probably because they see your attitude, hear your complaints, and they think, what's the point? Listen, I didn't expect you a lot of amens on that. I've been there too, folks. I've been there too. Listen, serving God with the right spirit, that'll make you happy. Serving God with the wrong spirit, that'll burn you out, make you miserable. Amen, it will. But if you serve God with the right spirit, with prayer backing you up. We need prayer. Listen, there are tough days. There are tough days serving Christ, serving God, investing in people. And boy, you pray yourself up. You make sure you have a good dose of compassion. Listen, you'll have happiness and joy investing in others. It'll make you happy. True service to God will bring you joy. It will. I challenge you tonight, find a ministry here at this church. Maybe, I know our pastor's heart and my heart, we never want to give somebody too much. I can think of people who just, man, they're volunteers, they will do anything. Man, if I got sick tonight, they'd probably come up and preach. They're just ready to serve at the drop of a hat. And listen, we don't want to overwork people, but there may be some of us, and you listen, let the Lord speak to your heart tonight. There may be some of us that have a ministry. Maybe we can. Some of us can do more. Some of us can do more. That's a hard statement to say, because I don't ever want someone to get burnt out and do too much. I don't want that. No, no, no. Listen, you know your limits. God knows your limits. And like, but listen, we can always do more. So bring you joy. You lacking some joy in your life? Invest in somebody's life. Find a ministry and give everything to it. Man, find a young person in this church. Man, just live your life trying to encourage that young person. Trying to help that young person. Trying to help that young person grow up with morals and with someone that they can count on. Every one of us can do that. Man, some of our seniors, find a young couple in the church. Man, invest in them. Maybe someone that maybe looks a little lonely. Help them. Invest in somebody's life. It will bring you joy. Why serve God in the local church? It'll make God happy. It'll make your pastor happy. And it'll make you happy. Listen, there's going to be disappointment. There is going to be... I wish I could just stop the message right there. Happiness, joy, sunshine, rainbows. There's going to be disappointment. There's going to be failures. There's going to be heartache. Every one of us can think of people that have fallen away. People that we've invested in. I know I can. You give so much of yourself and they turn and walk away. And it's very easy sometimes to get a heart of, well, you know what? I think I'm done investing in people. I think I'll just throw in that towel. I'll never forget, I heard a message as a college student, and the preacher preached on don't throw in the towel. And he had people come up and hold an actual towel. And he would kind of talk them through situations and try to get them to throw the towel in. And this one young man, he was the illustration, he was supposed to throw the towel, but he just wouldn't do it. He was kind of messing the illustration. He was like, nope, I'm not going to throw it. And listen, folks, don't throw in the towel. Some of you may have already, listen, I don't know your stories. I don't know your past. I don't know those you've invested in. Maybe some of you have been burned so many times. You've been burned so many times. You've given of yourself. You've given of your money. You've given of your time. You've been burned. And you feel like you can look at your life and you don't see any result at all. No.